Say to God, how awesome are your deeds. Come now and see the works of God, how wonderful God is in his doing to all people. Amen. Please be seated. A little girl became restless as the preacher's sermon dragged on and on and on. Don't let me see any of you smile. Finally, she leaned over to her mother and whispered, "If we give him the money now, will he let us go?" Well, last week we started the creation season, a time when we particularly remember this wondrous world that God has created and which we so enjoy and which we are called to care for in all of its diversity. This week, we begin our pledge campaign for 2026. You should be getting information in the mail very soon, but you already know what the theme is. It is wonder, love, and praise, which is our response to God, a God who has blessed each of us in so many ways we cannot even number them. The two go hand in hand, the creation season celebrating all God has made, and wonder, love, and praise, our response. Don't we have a lot to be thankful for? It is truly amazing what God has done. Now I know your thoughts may still be lingering with the little girl. If we give her the money now, will she let us go and we can get back to the real mission of the church? Get beyond all the tawdry business of money and pledges, money and tithing, money, money, money. But it's not about the money. Our stewardship, what we do with what God has given to us, what we do with what we have and who we are, it is the indicator of our relationship with God. It reveals the depth of our spirituality, of our love for one another, our generosity that goes beyond our gates, and even our care for this planet and those who will come after us. Wonder, love, and praise is our response to it all. For as Christians, we are called to share what we have been given, share it as generously as our Lord Jesus has been generous with us. God's grace is meant to flow in and out. We don't just receive the gospel, we give it away. We send it back out there into the universe. We don't hold on to the gospel grace. Our work in ministry is to share it with others, with strangers and foreigners, and with the next generation not yet born. Our world will be transformed when we share the wonder, love, and praise of our faith freely and generously as we ourselves have received it. It is what we see played out in today's gospel. 10 lepers come upon Jesus as he is traveling through the regions of Samaria and Galilee. Lepers who have absolutely no place, and I mean no place at all, in the society of their day. Doesn't matter if you were a devout Jew or a member of the Sanhedrin, which was the ruling body, or a Pharisee. If you had leprosy, you were cut off from the faithful. It didn't matter if you had ties with the loftiest of society or powerful politically connected people. You were no longer a member of humanity. Didn't matter if you had riches, more than you could possibly spend. No amount of money could buy off the ravages of this disease. Lepers were non-people. They had nothing. It was as if they had ceased to exist, disappeared, made invisible. They wore a bell around their necks. Did you know that? They wore a bell around their necks so normal people like you and I could hear them coming and get out of their way. When you became infected with the Mycobacterium leprae, you lost your family, you lost your livelihood, you lost your community of faith, you lost every human life, you lost your very identity. There was nothing left. Jesus comes upon 10 such lepers. They keep their distance as they must. They do not dare get too close. They do the only thing that they can do. They cry out for mercy. I don't know what it is exactly that they expected. Did they think that Jesus could heal them? Had they heard the stories and rumors of his miraculous cures? Did they think that Jesus would have a kind word for him? Had they heard of his gentleness, his compassion, his willingness to sit at table with even outcasts and sinners? Did they hope that he might be able to make room for them? They only ask for mercy. And Jesus says to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." He doesn't ask them for a sign of faith. He doesn't tell them that they will be healed. Go and show yourselves to the priests. An action that was necessary, that spoke louder than any other words. For anyone who had a contagious disease, if they wanted to be reinstated into the community, that was the only way back. You had to get past the priests. And they did go. Something in what Jesus said, or the way he said it, gave them enough hope to send them on their way. And as they go, they are indeed healed. What we see in this story is grace in action. Jesus giving freely without any regard to himself or what he could gain. He will probably never see them again. Freely given when he is not going to benefit at all. It's not like when we give to the church because we want our children to grow up in a good environment and good things out of it. It's not like when we give to the music program because we love to listen to beautiful music, although that's not such a bad reason to give either. Jesus gave knowing that he would not get anything back, nothing back from it at all, no kickback whatsoever, no side benefit, no trophy, no award for humanitarian service. He gives to the 10 men whom he will most likely never see again, and he showers them with grace. He gives them back their very lives, and he expects nothing in return. It is his response to his own relationship with God. He just does it. And that right there is enough of a lesson for us. We show what we have received: wonder, love, and praise. If we give her the money now, will she let us go? Well, not yet, for that is not where the story ends. It would be enough, it should be enough, but that's not where this story ends. For the scriptures continue, and we see that when God's grace is out there, unleashed into the atmosphere, it cannot be stopped. The 10 lepers go on their way just as Jesus told them to do. They are obedient. They have listened and wanting to be healed. They go. Wouldn't you? Wouldn't you be anxious to get back into the game? But something happens. 10 of them go, but one of them, discovering what has happened, seeing that he is indeed healed, turns back and goes to Jesus. Don't you think it's interesting that out of the 10, one returns? Do you think it is more than a coincidence that 1/10, a tithe of lepers, go back? We can't seem to get away from the tithe in the church, can we? This one leper, who is not even a Jew, is a Samaritan, a half-breed, despised by any self-respecting Israelite. He cannot help himself. So full of gratitude is he, so bursting with the grace that has been given him, that he simply must go back and fall at the feet of Jesus, and it all spills out. The wonder of his encounter with this Jesus, the unmerited love that he has experienced, he can do no other than kneel before Jesus in unadulterated praise. And the words of Jesus are so exquisite: "Get up and go on your way. Your faith has made you well." But wait a minute. Wasn't he already healed? Wasn't he already made well? Isn't that why they went running to the temple and why he came running back? Well, he may have already been healed from his disease, but his faith, his gratitude, his noticing from where it is all come that God has done something extraordinary, that brings a whole different kind of healing that has to do with a wholeness, a sense of a total well-being, what we might call salvation, that church word salvation. not just his physical infirmities, but his entire person, because he has figured out what has really happened and what is the important part. And he can do no other than to fall down at the feet of Jesus. The grace simply exudes from his body, his soul, his entire being, just as it exudes from our Lord. We are an awful lot like those 10 lepers. If we are aware at all, we know we need healing in our lives. We know we do not have it all together. We know we have problems in our relationships. We know we yell too much, indulge ourselves too much, complain even when we have so much. We call out for mercy from God, and God grants us mercy. God answers our prayers. And like most lepers, we are glad, but we go on our merry way, rarely making it to that next step, that step that leads us from simply getting out of a problem to experiencing true wholeness, salvation, faith that makes us well through and through. The 9 lepers that showed themselves to the priests, they were healed physically. They looked like you and me. But they would forever live with the inner scars of the horrible lives that they had experienced. Remember, they had lost everything, would have to start completely over, might never be able to restore what had been taken from them, would have to deal with the horrible psychological wounds that are far deeper than any physical illness. It is not enough to simply receive the wonderful gifts and graces that God so readily bestows upon us, gives so graciously that we often don't even notice them. And don't get me wrong, it is wonderful to be so blessed as we are as a nation, as a congregation, in our families, and with the many, many things we possess that so much of this world goes without. But it is not enough for the real blessing. The real healing of our inner selves only can happen when we notice what we have been given, when we stop dead in our tracks, the one leper to return to the feet of Jesus, to bow in grateful response of wonder, love, and praise. Our faith blossoms when we let God's grace flow in and when we just as easily give it right back out there, when we choose not only to receive the gospel, to allow it to flow through us. If we give her the money now, can we go? Well, I am about done here, but of course we're really not done at all. As we as a parish began to think and pray about who we are and what we do want to give to this world, I want us together to think in the next weeks about those words, wonder, love, and praise. I want us all of us, to start noticing, really be conscious and think about it and look for it. Our world and in our lives, I want you to see them all through that prism of wonder, love, and praise. That sums it all up, the gist of our 2026 campaign, wonder. What are the awesome things that God is doing in your life? What is it that you experience of the holy on an ordinary day? Love. Where do you find examples and demonstrations of God's love around you? How do you experience it and see it? Is it in the face of your children, in the stranger on the street, maybe in the puppy dog's tail wagging in front of you? Where have you seen it in action? And praise. How do we respond to all that God has given us, all that makes your life worth living, all the many blessings you receive each and every day? Before you ever pull out a checkbook, before you ever sign your name to that certificate that will be coming very soon to you in the mail, I would rather you wait, stand with that one leper, ponder what God has done for you, the wonder of God's grace, the exuberance of Christ's love, and then respond in praise for all that God has done for you. That is all we need to do. and our Lord will say to us what he said to the leper, "Get up and go on your way. Your faith has made you well." Amen.
Amen. Please stand. You'll turn in your book of common prayer to page 358. Let us affirm our faith by